This is the Closet Geek, episode 72 for February, Friday the 13th, 2015.
Dun dun dun.
Yes.
This is Brandon Sanderson, author of the Mistborn series and various other wonderful fantasy novels, and you are listening to the Closet Geek.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech and Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek and Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek.
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. And I just have to say, as the four horsemen of geek, we'd totally take Jason out.
Yeah, totally.
He would not stand a chance.
For, like, fries and a burger.
That's right.
That's right.
Out.
Because that's all he wanted.
Because
he just wanted to have friends.
He just wanted food, man.
Yeah, not only
he just wanted friends.
But, you know, Valentine's Day is the next day, so it just works.
I know, right?
Yeah. So where's the love, man?
See, I'm as tall as him, and I know I can walk faster than he does.
I know, right?
Everybody.
So, yeah, everybody, welcome to the Closet Geek. And as we have said before, we're going to do a quick little intro of ourselves because there has been some new listeners, and you guys are awesome. Thanks for listening. But there has been some, like, I can't tell the four brothers apart from each other because we all sound the same, apparently, on audio. So, let's introduce ourselves and talk a little bit about yourself and maybe your expertise in the geeky world. So, Ryan.
You are. Who are you? Yeah, you're talking.
Okay, well, I'll go first then. So, I am Barry Ricks. I am the glue of the Closet Geek. I guess you could call me that. I'm a jack of all trades, so I like all geeky things, but I'm really big into games, whether they're video games or tabletop games. I love that area of geekiness and movies and stuff. But essentially, I'm the reason why the Closet Geek is here, and I keep it together, keep it going, and I'm very appreciative of my brothers joining me on this journey. 72 episodes, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you're the youngest.
He's the baby.
And I'm the baby. The youngest.
Mm-hmm.
If
30 is a baby.
Yeah, if 30 is a baby. That's right. I am the baby of the brothers.
I don't care how old you are. You'll always be my baby brother.
That's true.
I'm always the baby brother.
I'll be like 90. He'll be like 80.
That's right.
It's my baby brother.
And I also have to say that I apologize once again. I was on a business trip all week long, so I have yet to fix my internet issues. So if there's some weird audio things, it's because of that, and I'll fix it by next episode, I promise.
Fix it.
All right, John, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as he just mentioned, I'm John.
Stole your thunder.
I'm the old man.
Yeah, you're the old man if I'm the baby.
So the reason why all of my brothers are geeks is because of me.
it's pretty much true, though.
I mean, come on, think about it. If it wasn't for, you know, buying the Nintendo, having comic books, introducing everybody to D&D, you know, all of that stuff.
I would agree with that. Because you did introduce me to all those.
That's right.
Yeah, I did it because my brothers did it.
And we are grateful.
You're like the super geek.
Yes.
He's the super geek.
Super geek.
You're
super
also
geek. Super geek.
Not only are you our news anchor.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're the super
news
geek
town.
News anchor.
I'm the news anchor. I enjoy all things geekery. And I enjoy getting to, like they said, I'm kind of the news anchor, so I enjoy finding the articles that we decide to talk about each week.
We would not have show notes if it wasn't for John.
That's right. That's right. So, Ryan.
I am the second oldest. I am 2 years younger than John. I'm 2 years younger than John and 10 years older than Barry.
I know. Weird.
Ooh,
huh?
Where's the math?
You do the math. All right. I don't know where you fit in, Michael, but he's the middle child. So he gets all the...
That's where he fits in. He's the middle child.
I am the tallest of the brothers. I'm 6 foot six, 300 pounds. Big guy. I'm a big guy.
That's why he could play Chewbacca really well.
Yes, yes. I fit into those big costumes, Chewbacca costumes. And it was funny. I met Yaya Han at Dragon Con last year.
Yeah.
And she's, I don't know, 5'5", something like that.
No, she's like 5'2", 5'3", because so I met her and she's short.
She had that giant Red Queen dress that's 10 feet wide, circle. Anyway, so it makes her really tall. Well, she was as tall as me.
Oh, wow.
In that costume. And I was like, yeah, I still got you. I was just like, we're pretty close. I was like, yeah. So, it's
pretty
cool.
Good job, man.
Yeah.
So, he's our cosplayer.
He's the resident cosplayer.
I am the cosplayer. And
props master.
For those of you who don't know, Yaya Han is probably one of the most, if not the most famous cosplayer.
The most famous cosplayer, yeah.
Right.
So I did costuming, and I have a degree in art. It's all right up my alley.
And that's what he did with it.
That's right.
Yes. He became a professional cosplayer. So yes, kids.
And prop maker, yeah.
So I don't know where you're going with that.
Your dreams should come true.
If you want to become a professional cosplayer, then
go to art school.
That's right.
Spend $100,000 at SCAD.
That's right. Just to learn how to make a costume.
Right. Which is funny because almost everything I learned was outside of school.
So. Right.
Anyway, a lot of the casting information that I don't mean to toot my own horn, but the reason I'm so good at casting...
Toot it!
...is because I took a lot of classes on that subject. Anyway.
There you go.
That's me. Family man. Got a family.
He's our current WoW player, too.
Oh, yes. World of Warcraft, I play regularly.
Keeps us up to date.
In fact, I just did a dungeon with my wife this evening, ready for the podcast. And she
hooray for gamer wives.
Yes, yeah. She healed the instance better than I healed the instance when I did it. So
there you
go. Kudos to her. Yeah. I was a hunter and I was like killing everybody on DPS. I was like, oh, top DPS by 10%.
Good job.
Like, I'm 10% better than all you noobs.
Yes, anyway. I am the top noob.
I also fell off the train.
Oh, nice. Good job.
One of the instances occurs on a train
and can
actually fall off it.
That's funny.
So we're all fighting the boss, the big bad guy, and there's like lightning minefield, and I'm like, I'll just jump out of the way.
Nice. Good job. Noob.
That's it. Michael.
So I'm Michael, and I am the middle. And I'm the middle of the entire family. There's actually six in our family, but four brothers. And my geek specialty is anime. And I dabble in a little of everything else. I do historical European martial arts. In fact, I just finished teaching a class before podcasting tonight. And so anime and all things geekery, as John said, is what I love. And I play Final Fantasy 14, so I also do an MMO. And gosh, see, that's about it. I help run conventions, and I help run an anime convention, and I just love anything and everything anime.
I love gold.
Very, very good.
But
Barry
I'm what?
To be a jack of all trades.
Yes.
A jack of all trades. And I also consider myself a jack of all trades. And Michael likes to think he's a jack of all trades.
There you go.
The reason I know, it's just Michael has obscure knowledge about
obscure
a little of everything.
Obscure things.
Well, it's like our father. You know, he had just a mega amounts of trivia stuck in his brain, and at any moment in time, he'd be like, "Well," he was almost like Cliff Clavin. Well, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and so, and I take after him when it comes to that sort of stuff.
850 AD, the Huns were actually the first people to develop the
mounted archery,
the
stirrup.
Side saddle quiver.
No, actually,
Egyptians were actually the first people to introduce the post, and the pyramids were actually repositories, or that was the actual thing he said. It was funny. Yeah. Anyway, so Mike, it's our Cliff Clavin. He got that from our.
I'll take it. I liked Cliff. You know, he always was full of random things, and half of the time people didn't believe him.
And he's been in every single Pixar movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's his real name?
Ratner.
Ratner.
What is it?
Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger. I was close.
All right. Ryan, so if Michael's Cliff, does that mean, like, Ryan, you're Norm or something?
Norm!
Yeah, I'm Norm.
Does that make Barry, like, Woody?
I'd probably be Woody. Yeah, totally Woody. And
I guess that would make John, like,
Sam.
Either Sam or...
Frasier.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, man.
We have now been cast as the new Cheers
members, right? Sweet. Well, that's the Closet Geek members.
That's us. Well, let's go to our first.
We say, this is Ryan, and I would just like to say.
I don't know. Maybe for this episode, be like, by the way, this is Barry.
Okay, go.
All right, well...
I'm going to interrupt. Oh, yeah, this is Ryan.
It's like a buzzer. Michael.
John!
All right, nice. Let's go to our first...
John!
First segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we can recommend to you. All right.
Ryan. I have a first recommendation.
Oh, okay.
The $10,500 Ethernet cable.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sucker is born every minute,
the
right?
The ultimate Ethernet cable. And it's like 10 grand.
Cool. Okay, so I admit that I have bought the Monster cables, the HDMI cables. They're like $100. Well, it was $89.99. I bought them for my 3D, 4D TV.
Sucker!
Now, I also have a problem with carnies.
They're like cabbage.
I spent $90 for a stupid stuffed monkey because I cannot put down those freaking darts.
But anyway, you won that monkey. Gosh darn it.
I, after reading an article on Ethernet cables based on the $10,500 one, I realized that I paid way too much for my Monster cables.
Yes, you did.
But they look cool.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Because they're behind the TV.
Right.
So
there you go.
So HDMI cables are the same.
Yes, and Ethernet cables are all the same.
Pretty much. I mean, there are
dark and basement ones. They will tend to fall apart.
Sure. There are some differences in, but Cat5 cable is Cat5 cable. You know, that's not
right. The cable itself, it's usually not the cable. It's usually the adapters that plug in. You know, they use a lower quality plastic that's more prone to breaking or warping, or they use a lower quality steel that conducts the electricity. Okay, so you can buy crappy, but a good quality Ethernet cable is not going to be $100.
No.
Or $10,000.
$20. Maybe. You can get it really good for $20.
Well, I can get a really nice Cat 6 6-foot cable for $2.45.
Right.
You can go really, really cheap, but
no, that's really high quality.
You just have to know where to shop.
Right. So if you're
if you're going to shop, use our Amazon link.
No, never buy cables off of Amazon. Because you'll end up paying $90 for an HDMI cable.
Well, I bought my HDMI cable off of Amazon for like $250.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I go to mycablemart.net.
Yeah, there are some like specific.
Get all that stuff on Amazon. Well, not all that stuff, but Nate. I just called him my son's name. Barry's right.
I call Gavin Barry all the time.
And I call Lance Barry, so.
I'm in everybody's family.
Yay! All
right. Anyway, what are you going
to
do?
Come to me.
What are we doing this week in Geek?
Okay, Ryan, what did you do this week in Geek?
Ryan.
Yeah, I'm just talking about what I did. I played Warcraft with my wife, which I just talked about. Played a little bit of Hearthstone to remind me that I don't like
playing. Why you don't like playing with people.
Yeah. Played some more Plants vs. Zombies. And, you know, it's just a regular week.
Cool.
Nothing big. Cool. I deadlifted today.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do with the corpse afterwards?
That's what I was thinking.
I lifted dead bodies today.
Snipers and kettlebell swings.
Kettlebells.
So my back is
feeling it.
Feeling it, yeah. Especially after those reverse hypers.
Yeah, those will get you every time.
I don't even know
what that is.
Cool.
It's basically all right.
Extension backwards.
All right.
Trust me.
All right, John, what'd you do geeky this week?
Well, we kind of mentioned last week that we were going to be playing Dungeons & Dragons together as a family group.
Yeah, so we all did.
We did that on Saturday of last week, and that was a lot of fun. And the group actually ran into...
A green dragon,
and
stopped it.
Yeah, and they surprisingly did really well. I
was like totally expecting to die. I was, seriously. I was like, I disbelieve.
Ryan's character thought it was an illusion the whole time. He's like, no, it can't really be a dragon. It can't.
It's third level.
So yeah, our characters were only third level, and. I mean, granted, I was playing a little nice, I never used the breath weapon. Well, actually, there's a caveat.
The dragon had bronchitis.
I never got the opportunity to use the breath weapon because, the way that the encounter was written is if the characters like got the green dragon down to like half its hit points, then it was like, okay, forget this. This is not worth it. I'm out of here. And so that's kind of how it played out. But I didn't feel like I wanted to kill everybody.
Thank you.
So I chose not to use the breath weapon. And even then, the dragon did end up killing one of the characters.
Dropped the druid.
Yeah.
Yeah, dropped the druid.
So it was definitely going to be a rough fight if it had continued any further.
But I didn't die this time. Neither did Barry, so that's a good run.
Yeah, the wizard and the rogue did not die this time, which is weird.
Which is awesome.
They always die every...
Because, like, the last time we played, I died, like, three times.
We're just the most aggressive players, I think.
Well,
I think so.
Yeah,
I play a ranged character, so I'm usually not in there.
I think also Barry's like, maybe I shouldn't just run into the front line of melee.
That's rogue.
Maybe I should allow the fighters to move in first, and then I can attack from the side.
I'm so used to playing a tank.
Rogue, I got this.
I got this.
Stand aside, warriors.
Run away! Run away! So that was a lot of fun. But what's more interesting is that I had also played with my Pathfinder group earlier that day. So I had quite the tabletop role-playing marathon session going on that day. So that was a lot of fun.
So you tabletop with the Pathfinder guys?
Yeah.
Because I know for our D&D group, it's all over Skype.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, they actually come we trade off going to each other's houses.
Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah. I mean, and, you know, they're like the parents and their oldest son plays with us. And then there's me, my wife, and then one of our older daughters and our son plays. So
your wife plays with them, but not with us.
Correct. But to be honest, she would rather play with you, but she's already like, usually when we play, we've already played recently. So she's like, okay, I've had my,
she's got her fill.
I feel role playing. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that's enough geekery for me. Right. I'm married to the ultimate super geek.
I would just like to say for those of you out there that have ever thought if doing D&D over Skype with friends or family is, you know, ever thought about doing it, we can tell you that it is totally doable, and we have a great time doing it.
It is.
It works really well.
Especially with the new 5th edition rules, because they have really gotten away from relying on maps and miniatures. It's not as tactical as like 3.5 and 4th edition have been, and so it's kind of gone back to the golden days of 2nd edition.
Using your imagination,
it was just done in your head, and you just kind of played it out.
And one of the cool things that you could do with Skype is that you can share your screen.
Right.
So during the scenario, when there's a map or something, the DM can share a screen of the if he has a screen capture of the map. And, of course, you can scan the images ahead of time if you don't. Yeah. But most of that stuff's already online.
A lot of times.
The internet, yeah.
And also for ambiance, the what I've done is when the DM, John, is describing certain scenes, I will go quickly to Google Images and look up something that kind of relates to what he's describing, and then I'll share my screen, and that will kind of get the rest of the group, visually interested in what's going on.
I like that you do that. It's fun.
Yeah. So we've been having a lot of fun doing that. I did actually do a little bit of gaming this week. I played a little bit of Shadowrun Returns. The PC RPG.
Hong Kong or
no,
it's
just the original.
Hong Kong's not out yet. No. The Kickstarter's not even done.
It's just the original campaign. I haven't finished it, so I just kind of got back into it.
What do you play?
A mage, street mage.
Okay. Yeah.
I played an adept.
And
what's an adept?
It's kind
like
of
a
like
combat mage.
Well,
combat.
Yeah, an adept is somebody who uses
magic
physical prowess.
Melee
physical prowess and psychic abilities.
Yeah.
What are those ones that control?
They're
kind of
like ninja. Riggers.
Yes,
riggers. Is that what they are?
Yeah,
yeah.
That was always difficult to play in a role playing game. How does that work in a video game?
The riggers are pretty cool because you have drones and you can send your drone in.
When Shadowrun first came out, drones were not invented yet. What's mechanical? A car?
I'm the driver.
Yeah, you could drive the car. But now the drones are a thing.
Yeah, the drones
know,
are like, and you can have different types of drones.
Androids that you can animate and stuff like that. Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. I also can
played a little bit of Guild Wars 2. They just recently announced that they're coming out with their first official expansion, which is really interesting because for the most part, Guild Wars 2, they haven't done expansions. They've just done smaller content releases and that kind of thing. But they've actually announced an official expansion that's coming out. So it kind of piqued my interest and got me back into it a little bit. But the one that I kind of found that was a new game that I started playing is called Dungeon of the Endless. And it's on Steam. And basically, it's like it's a roguelike dungeon defense. You have like this team of players, and you explore the dungeon while you're trying to find a way out. And there's like waves of monsters that come through. And so, but it's pixel art, so I really like the art style. But the way that they describe the game themselves, they describe it as the first neo old school pixel art dungeon squad based adventure tower defense roguelike like strategy role playing game like.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
So yeah, it's just because it really does incorporate all of that into the game, and so it's really hard. I play this game on very easy, and I have yet to win. I've played and so some of the dungeons, and it's completely procedural, and so every time you go into any kind of a dungeon, it's going to be completely random each time.
Yeah,
and so. I'm still learning the strategies, and my most recent dungeon that I tried to went through, I was a little bit more successful because some of the strategies that I used, and each of the players have different strengths and weaknesses, and so there's a little bit in that, but that's been a lot of fun. I've been playing that.
So speaking of dungeon games, just real fast, I want to play and try Darkest Dungeon.
Oh, that looks
that
so
game looks
good.
So cool.
I know. I've been watching some Let's Play and stuff.
I just like the aspect that it totally takes the new like the concept of like, okay, what's the psychological damage that is done to these characters when they run into bad guys or monsters?
It's right.
Like
right.
They're like, oh. That's a big, huge thing. And they're like, your characters are like losing morale.
They
and
start
like freaking
out.
Yes.
And
I
love that
Cthulhu.
Concept.
Yeah, it kind of harkens back to Call of Cthulhu.
I really liked that in the Call of Cthulhu tabletop role-playing game, how you, when you encountered monsters, you lost sanity points.
Right.
Because, like, a normal person would go slightly insane for seeing this giant monster. That's
See,
just
we
how
would,
it
we
is.
Would we would play that role-playing game, and we would just make a character. And when we rolled the character, we understood that this character would only last through this one adventure. Because they would all go insane. Our dungeon master, who was, what was John at the time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just lost my headphones. All right. So can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We never lost John. You just couldn't hear us.
Yeah. Not John, our brother, but John,
one of our
high school friend.
High school friends, yeah.
And, he would basically, I think he was...
He was ruthless.
Just wanted to make us go insane.
He did. That's all it was.
I really like that concept, and so I want to play that.
Yeah.
And
it's available early access. So
yeah.
it's not the final release hasn't come out. But,
yeah, it's not out yet.
But I have heard that as far as early access games are concerned, this is one of the best early access.
It's very polished.
Yeah, a lot of people are really excited about what they've seen already, and so that's it's got a lot of hype behind.
Yeah, so I definitely want to check that out.
So yep, that's me.
Are you done? Okay. Michael.
Okay, so
stop falling asleep.
No,
it's his turn now.
No, it's my turn now.
Now we can all sleep.
Well, I've been up since 5 in the morning. So
Aww.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, that's when I get up to go to work. So all right. So we SLC Anime met, and we reviewed Durarara, and it actually scored amazingly high. It got an 8 overall.
An 8? Whoa.
Whoa, that's your highest one so far.
It is our highest one so far. So we all found it just surprisingly very enjoyable. The story was great and inviting. The characters all well developed as we went through. The music was unique and kept you involved. You know, we admittedly, you know, just like any other anime, there was the few, you know, what some felt were cuts in the animation quality, but others felt that enhanced the show. So all in all, it got really good scores.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's something that we highly, obviously recommend. And the next show that we're going to review is called Blast of Tempest.
Ooh,
and
that sounds fun.
Well, it's kind of interesting. It's called Blast of Tempest or Zetsuen no Tempest, and it's a 24 episode show, and it's just kind of it's a magical fantasy drama, and it's kind of involved with this family of sorcerers and sorceresses and all the craziness that ensues and destiny and so forth, and it'll be interesting to see how that all works out. I haven't watched any shows yet, but of course I've only had a week to hit that. But then during our meetup, we met at a new location, and it's a really great location. And one of the members brought his Oculus Rift along with some Studio Ghibli scenarios for the Oculus Rift.
Yeah, I read about
There's the cat bus.
The cat bus.
My Neighbor Totoro scenario.
Right.
And then there's
also
where
you're standing at the bus stop.
Yeah, where you end up standing at the bus stop. And then there's
Totoro.
Yep, and you have to hand him the umbrella and everything and so forth.
Yeah.
And then there's also the Spirited Away boiler room scenario where
with
you
the little
black soot sprites. And the guy with the multiple arms pulling all the levers.
In the Japanese translation, it's Blacky Black.
Blacky Black.
And in the English dub over, they are dust bunnies.
Dust bunnies.
Dust bunnies, yeah.
Yes. But I lasted about 3.5 minutes before I felt nauseous from motion sickness.
Really?
Really.
Because I wasn't moving, but I was moving.
Oh.
And so, you know, it's like I'm...
Your body's like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here, right? And I'm looking around, which was fine, just sitting there. But then I would move and look at the same time. And then I was just like, hurt. And so I started like getting like the hot flashes and my body's like, something's wrong, and so I had to take them off. I lasted about 3.5 minutes before motion sickness set in. But I get motion sickness surprisingly easy, which is frustrating.
I do too.
And so Oculus Rifts are pretty dang cool.
Cool.
They're actually quite comfy too. If you fit them correctly, you could wear those for quite some time and not have any problems. They're not very heavy at all.
Cool.
And I got a new video card this week.
Woo!
Yay!
So, of course, it's new for me. I upgraded my dual SLI setup that I had with my NVIDIA 9600 GTs. And,
9600, cool.
Yeah.
What? You had a 9600?
Yeah, 9600 GTs.
That's your new one or old one?
That's my old one.
Oh, okay. So I feel bad because I have a 7500.
Well, you've probably been running a Radeon, though, huh? It's probably not NVIDIA. It might be a Radeon,
so it's
a 7000 series. Yeah, those are still okay. But I got a new NVIDIA 750 Ti FTW.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Bless you.
It's not the high end, but...
No, but it's...
The thing is for my system, I would have had to, like, get a new processor, new RAM, a new motherboard to really utilize the high-end graphics cards. So I just got something that would boost all my performance in Final Fantasy. I didn't realize Final Fantasy looked so good.
Right.
I was just like, those trees. I could see trees in the distance. And I can, it's like you can see there's no drawing distance cutoff, for shadows and for trees and foliage and so forth and animals and other things. So it's like I teleport into a new area and I'm up on a hill and I look and I see everything in perfect quality. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to enjoy this so much more. The animation frame rates are just super smooth. So definitely have a new video card.
I run a 650 on my machine, but I've had my machine for well over a year now. But I also have, all of my stuff is about a year or 2 years old, but I could still run everything just great.
Yeah.
Looks like I have a EVGA GeForce GTX 750 Ti.
Oh yeah, you have a 750 just like Michael.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's fine. That's decent.
Yeah, that's a good card.
Yeah. Now I'm curious.
Now I'm gonna bring up mine.
And then of course, just keeping up on the weekly anime and weekly TV shows. But that's pretty much my week.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool. Barry.
Yes, me. So I'm still, when I have random free time and I, whip out my iPad, I play a Township. Still working on my little town.
Oh, excuse me while I whip this out.
Game that you were telling us about last week?
That's right, that I stole from my son.
Right. Good job, dude.
Okay. I know, right?
Break it. Ryan.
Okay.
I have a AMD Radeon HD 7500.
Yeah. So it's pretty much on par with what we have.
With your old one.
7 series. No, with our new ones. Oh, because the Radeons are in the 9000 series right now.
Yeah.
Where just like the NVIDIAs are in the 900 series.
So you're only like two generations from.
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Because
I bought one of those cutting edge graphics cards and my computer couldn't support it.
Right.
Couldn't handle it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to get the top.
That's
of the
why.
Line,
yeah. That's why Michael was saying.
My computer would have been like,
upgrade everything.
What is this?
All right. Sorry, Barry. Go ahead.
Oh no, that's okay. So I too have played a little bit of Hearthstone, and I won a couple, but lost more.
Yeah. And welcome to my world.
I know, right?
I won with my warrior, and I was very pleased with that. So.
I still have fun with it, though. I always go back to it after a while.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, dude.
I was just going to say, with Hearthstone, what I found that I really like, and it's the same thing that I like about World of Warcraft, is that Hearthstone has those new, dungeons where you can solo play the dungeons.
Right.
And
yeah.
I actually find that fun and fulfilling.
Yeah.
So I can just do like a round of the dungeons and go, okay, I'm good. I don't need to play against anyone.
Well, that's because we're casual players when it comes to that. We're not, we're not trying to get to the top 10 percentile or whatever.
Dude, you have to pay money to get into the top 10.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to pay like...
That's the whole point of the game.
$1,000 a month.
Pay to win.
Be in the top 10.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So, but so I played that. It was fun. Of course, we did D&D and... I was on a business trip this week, and whenever I go on business trips, it allows me to binge watch TV shows that I like to watch that my wife does not like to watch.
Oh,
and so I was still way behind on Arrow season 2.
She doesn't like Arrow?
No, she doesn't.
We are best friends.
We've started to kind of not watch Arrow as much either. We love but the Flash.
Yeah,
you guys are catching up. So I'm still enjoying the Flash. Yes.
Yeah. In I was gone for 2 nights and 3 days, and in that time period, I watched like 17 episodes.
Whoa.
So I stayed up really late each night watching.
And then slept through your presentation the next day.
No. I was up.
Way to represent.
Aren't meetings for sleeping?
I was there to just go to a convention, but on some of my free time, I went to this really fancy mall in downtown Houston. Okay. And I'm like, I'm walking around like all these stores. I don't want to go to any of these stores. And then I'm like, hey, there's a Microsoft store. I'll go into Microsoft. And I had fun just looking at all the stuff. And I was looking at their phones, and I'm like, huh. Maybe I should. Maybe my next phone should be a Microsoft phone. Just try it out. But
what kind
I was just looking around.
Currently?
Why would you do that?
I don't need a new phone. I was just looking. But
what
anyway,
phone do you have right now?
Oh, I have a 4S iPhone.
Oh, an
okay.
iPhone?
Yeah.
Why would
I
you
have
do
a
4S. That?
I have a
because
4S, yeah.
It was free. but no, that's not the highlighting part of it.
Okay. I hope so.
This part of my trip was probably my most favorite part of my trip. Is I was about to leave, and then one of the workers was, he's just like, "Can I help you with anything?" I'm like, "No, I see all this stuff, and I'm like, I want it, but I can't afford it." And he's like, "Yeah, I understand." And then that just kind of led to conversation. And then he and I, his name was David, and we just totally started geeking out over, we talked about games and then we talked about all or other things, and we were having such a good time that it drew a couple other employees over. And so I was sitting there for like a half an hour or something, just totally having a great time geeking out with these guys. And then I'm like, oh, well, if they like talking about this stuff, like, here, let me whip out my business cards.
Let me
be like,
just
here,
this out.
listen to the Closet Geek. And they're like, what's this? And I'm like, it's my podcast where I do geeky news. And they're like, that's
you
so cool.
Do a podcast?
Well, I mean, they,
I know.
This was
think
like
you're famous. And I'm like, no, well, it's just a podcast. But I appreciate
wish.
That.
We only have like 100 people that listen to our podcast.
But you know what? But that's cool. But it was like, it was.
We need
it was,
more.
Yeah.
It was fun to see their reaction. And so, and they said they would listen to the show. And so if they're listening right now, thank you guys at the Microsoft Store for making my trip a little bit more
you
bearable.
You know who you are.
Yeah. So, David,
the Microsoft
Ryan,
store.
And Laura, I believe her name was.
Dude, I just got into the Heroes of the Storm closed beta.
Yeah! Woo!
Nice.
Cool.
Okay. Check it. It's a Blizzard game.
I'm excited.
I know.
Okay, gotta go. Bye.
No. We got
right, let's wrap up this closet game.
Okay, what time is it? Let's get going.
All right. Well, let's go to our next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. And, yeah, stuff that we want to talk about, stuff that was interesting to that came out. So I think one of the biggest things that came out since we last talked was
Spider-Man.
Marvel's going to have spiders infesting their movies now.
Woo! Well, only one movie.
Only one movie. And the rights are still owned by Sony, so they
but
are just allowing Marvel director and Marvel to basically direct the direction of the movie. So they've got the director, and they've got Marvel basically is doing the movie, and it's on loan from Sony, and I'm sure they're paying a pretty penny to get it back.
Actually, what?
What's that?
What amazed me is how much they actually did pay for this whole deal.
Well, okay. Do we have a number?
Yes.
Confirmed?
$0.
What? Are you serious?
They paid nothing for this deal. The whole deal was...
you know
the whole deal was that yes, okay, you can use Spider-Man in your
Marvel Cinematic Universe movie, and then you'll do a Spider-Man movie for us, a solo movie for us, and you'll get to make the money on your movie, and we'll get to make the money on our movie, even though you're going to help us make it.
But their solo movie is also going to be a part of the Marvel Universe.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty positive that's what I read.
Okay, it makes,
so
it
basically
makes sense.
They're making money off of distribution rights and stuff like
that. So they are going to hold, you know, the publishing, distribution rights, all that stuff.
See, this is what I thought that they should have done 10 years ago.
I know, right? Absolutely.
And because Spider-Man is a big thing. They've, what, had 6 movies already? What is it?
Well, Spider-Man is the most lucrative Marvel movie franchise,
right,
more than any of the other movies.
Right.
It's
That's
made
why
like
Sony doesn't want to give it up, right?
It's made like $1 billion.
One point billion.
Sorry, 1.6.
1 billion is a big number.
It's a big number. $1.6 billion.
So
and all the other Marvel movies aren't even close to that.
Right. So what they so Kevin Feige, who's the guy at Marvel that has pretty much single-handedly turned Marvel Cinematic Universe into what it is today.
Yeah,
he is going to be the one that's going to be in charge of the movie for Sony. The people that have done the most recent Sony, the recent Spider-Man movie for Sony, they've been demoted to executive producer status, and they get no input into the new movie.
Good. They don't deserve to give input.
It's going
to
be. And,
they shouldn't.
also, Andrew Garfield is out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
well, which is unfortunate because Andrew Garfield was the best thing about the new movies.
Well,
he was the only thing that was worth mentioning about the movies.
That's what he gets for talking smack about the people who pay him.
So he's gone, which they're going to be looking for a new Spider-Man.
There are already 2 actors that they have approached. I can't remember his name, but the actor from The Maze Runner.
Dylan something.
I see him.
And then the other one is the other one I think would do a really good job is Logan Lerman.
Percy Jackson.
From the Percy Jackson movies, but he's also in the new Brad Pitt movie, Fury.
Yeah, he would do a good job. I like him, too. Yeah.
Either one of them would be
Percy
really good.
Jackson is Spider-Man.
That's right.
Yeah.
So they've said specifically that they want to go for like a younger actor because they want the teenager route. Yeah, they're going to take it back to Peter Parker in high school. Yeah,
but they're not going to do an origin story though.
No, because it's already been done.
So we don't have to worry about the whole origin story.
Origin parts.
Well, they'll do references, of course, but I don't.
But it's not going to be the same 2 movies that we've had already with the same origin story.
It's going to be an origin story done in their way. It's going to be an
origin. It's going to be Marvel doing it this time.
But Marvel said that the last origin movie that they're going to do is Doctor Strange. And then after that,
I heard that they were not going to do an origin movie for Doctor Strange.
I thought that they said it was the Doctor Strange was going to be the last one they did. And then after him, they're like, no more origin stuff.
This is my segue. This is my opinion on the origin story for Doctor Strange. With Constantine, it has been, in my opinion, a very successful series.
Mm-hmm.
And they have...
I like it.
They have not done his origin story.
Right.
Left it a mystery. And it's still a cool show.
It's still a great show. Yeah.
And they can do that with Doctor Strange as well.
Yep.
They don't
hope the ratings don't screw it.
And they could still have, as long as they have a charismatic character, because the dude, I forget his name, who plays Constantine, is loaded with charisma.
Oh, it's going to be Benedict Cumberbatch.
He can play a jerk and still come across as charming. Well, Cumberbatch, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'm sort of lukewarm about that decision.
So, yeah, well, I think
I think he'll do a great job.
I like Benedict.
I do like him, but I also love Doctor Strange, and I don't want to see him turn into this goofy mage silly circus thing.
Oh,
it's funny because I don't see Benedict Cumberbatch ever playing a goofy silly circus character. Name one.
Okay, well, it's not up to him.
That's true. It's up to the writers. That's true.
Right,
but it's being done by Marvel.
Characters that
actors who have done horribly because of the writers.
Yeah.
George Lucas and actors who are excellent actors.
And even Liam Neeson, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, let's pull it back to Spider-Man real fast.
I will get my revenge.
I have a certain set of skills.
That was awesome.
So awesome.
When I saw that it was him in that commercial, I seriously laughed out loud. I rarely do that at commercials, but when it was him that was holding the phone playing Clash of Clans, I'm like, yes, that's so perfect.
So first movie appearance of Spider-Man. Yeah, they're gonna have to either mention Spider-Man somewhere before, obviously, his first full-fledged movie.
Oh,
yeah, they will do goofily in Avengers.
Avengers is already wrapped.
But they could do an end scene very easily.
We're like,
yeah, and after credits, here's what I'm seeing.
This year with Spider-Man, and then people are like, yeah, but that dude won't shut up, and then everyone else goes, yeah, I know.
No, here's what I'm seeing. Like, the end credit scene is J. Jonah Jameson bursting out of his office, and all you see him is yelling, being like, Parker, where are those pictures of, you know, the Avengers fighting that crazy robot or something like that? And then Peter Parker will just like turn around and then boom, scene, and that's it.
Well, but that means that they would have to like cast him immediately.
Pay me the big bucks. Well, they're gonna have to cast him immediately The movie is coming out in 2017,
right.
So they need to film and do full post-production within a year and a half.
Yeah. Post-production.
Yeah.
That's what they always do.
The Avengers. I know. They need all of 2016 to do post-production.
Well, typically post-production is 6 to 8 months these years.
It depends on the movie.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like,
it also depends on the movie.
The Warcraft movie is going to take 2 years.
Yeah. Like almost 3 years.
And the
Star Wars,
the first Lord of the Rings took about 2 years.
Yeah, post production.
So, but
if there's
but
a
I'm
lot
just,
of CGI, there's going to be a lot of post production.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I bet you within the next
graphics.
Yeah,
within the next couple months, we're going to hear that already Spider-Man is cast,
cool. Yeah.
And that they're going to start filming by the end of 2015.
Well,
I like
okay,
that. I think it would be fun.
So, what are the next? Okay, so Ant-Man,
Avengers. And Avengers.
What's next?
Black Panther.
Civil War.
Fantastic
Four. I'm talking Marvel.
Marvel.
Okay, true Fantastic Four is Marvel,
In the cinematic universe.
It's not Disney Marvel.
So, right. You know, I'm going to pull this.
What's next after Avengers? What's next?
I'm pulling it up.
Spider-Man. So, I just want them to get rid of Spider-Man's tights.
What?
Well, his suit is awesome.
That's the whole point of Spider-Man.
Years of Spider-Man.
Everybody.
Go back to your anime, man.
All of our listeners. Okay, it's okay.
You didn't let me explain my point.
This is coming from somebody that doesn't read comic books.
Shut up. Listen to me.
Like MC Hammer pants.
No.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, in the past, not the most recent movies, but in the past, it's been literally just a leotard. At least with the newest film, they made it like something was – it had a texture to it. It had a purpose.
I thought his costume in the new movie was actually really cool.
Yeah, no.
Maguire's stuff had texture.
Not to the extent that, like, the new films, I liked how they did the Spider-Man outfit for the new films. I'm just saying, I'm hoping they're keeping something similar to that, okay. Not like a classic leotard.
There's four of us here, and three of us give you a thumbs down.
That's okay. You can kiss my butt.
Okay, so the Marvel movies that are going to be out before the standalone Spider-Man movie is going to be Avengers 2, Ant-Man, Captain America: Civil War, Doctor Strange, and Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
Well, Guardians of Galaxy 2. Oh wait, no, that's been confirmed. Okay.
I'm just saying, no, these are confirmed dates and everything.
But Spider-Man is going to be in Civil War.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
No, that was part of the announcement. That was part of the announcement.
How do you pass Civil War without Spider-Man?
That's the whole point of this
I know it's the whole point, but they never officially announced it.
No, yes, they did.
That's what people just assume.
No, they specifically came out and said,
Civil
War.
But even if he is in Civil War, they still have to introduce his character before Civil War.
I don't know. Maybe they can use the Civil War as his intro.
There you go.
No, they're going to tease him. It's either going to be at the end of Avengers or the end of Ant-Man. Maybe at the end of Ant-Man, it'll be like an end scene that, like, oh, Hank Pym's working with this really genius kid at college that developed these really cool things. His name is Peter Parker or something like that.
Mm. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how they do it.
So,
but, I mean, I think you're right in the fact that they do kind of have to introduce him somehow prior to him just being a big role.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. He'll definitely be in Civil War as, like, kind of like a sub-main character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he'll play a significant role. I bet you Marvel already had a full script already with Spider-Man in the script while they already had and they had the script with him in it.
We know that they've been talking to Sony for a long time,
so I bet you they had two different scripts already prepared, and now that they have Spider-Man, they're like, okay, let's do the Spider-Man script and let's go for it.
I'm just excited that Spider-Man is back
where
back
he belongs,
to his
home
in the Marvel Universe. Huzzah.
Let's talk about something else that generated a ton of internet speculation and traffic this last week, which was the announcement by Netflix and Nintendo that Netflix and Nintendo are going to cooperate with each other to make a Legend of Zelda live-action series, Netflix exclusive.
Woo!
So,
yeah, Netflix, that's cool.
Okay, so you know my initial reaction was, woo, and then I thought, wait, that's gonna be kind of cheesy.
They described it as Game of Thrones for the family.
I mean, think about it. You're like, okay, how are they really going to do that?
It kind of reminds me, it's like a web series. Somebody would do that as a web series,
like,
right?
A fan film or something.
Can you really get a cool show out of that?
I don't know.
Well, it was interesting because when I was talking to those people in the Microsoft store, one of the guys made an interesting point, was that it'll be interesting because you're going to be giving voice to a character that has never had a voice.
Exactly, right.
He has never spoken.
Right.
And so that could be like, how do you pull that off?
Historically, there was that animated series, the Zelda series, where he did speak in that.
But it was just an interesting thing. But
in the games, though, you're right.
There's been a lot of naysayers out there and everything, and like, people, they're like, oh, you're going to destroy Legend of Zelda, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And you know what I have to say to all you people? Shut up.
Well,
like,
I think
it's just like people are talking about, like, oh, they're going to ruin Zelda. No, they're not going to ruin Legend of Zelda.
You can't ruin Legend of Zelda.
They could easily ruin the TV series that they will produce, but your concept of Zelda is not going to change because
they ruined it. Yeah, you don't have to watch it. You can go back and play The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
The Mario Brothers TV show didn't change Mario Brothers.
Or the movie.
Or yeah, the movie. Exactly.
That was
Mario Brothers. That movie was bad.
The I don't remember the movie much, except for John Leguizamo. But anyway, yeah, he was in it.
Yeah.
And Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
Oh.
John Leguizamo with Luigi.
Oh, I forget that. That's funny.
Dude, totally lost my track. Oh, the series, the television series. See, I actually bought the Super Mario Brothers television series.
Oh, the cartoon.
The cartoon, yeah. Well, it's half of its cartoon, half of its live action.
Half live action, half cartoon.
Crazy,
yeah.
Goofy,
oh,
clever dudes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the captain, the wrestler dude.
Yeah.
What's his name? Captain...
I forget.
Yeah.
But Mario.
But I bought the complete season.
Like, come on, everybody, do the Mario.
Yeah, oh, that's
sorry.
The song, yeah. And played it on the car, my van's DVD player, when we were driving to Florida.
Okay.
And so my kids watched it and loved it.
Oh,
and so now I have to keep
it
in the van at all times.
Lance has watched all of it.
Yeah,
yeah, my kids love
really
it too. It's funny because my kids love all those older cartoons and TV shows like DuckTales and Tailspin and Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. My kids love Tailspin.
My kids love those. So, but yeah, but people, I don't care what they say. I'm super excited for this because I've always wanted a live action Zelda something. And I think Netflix, their production quality has been very high and very well received by their Netflix originals that they've been doing. And so, and them knowing that they're going to work very closely with Nintendo, because Nintendo said, we want to work hand in hand with Netflix to develop this. You know, that also is very good news as well. So it's not like Nintendo saying, oh, do what you want with it, but they're going to have their production team involved.
So did they say when it was going to be?
No release dates, no actors or anything. It was just the announcement that it's going to happen.
Okay, so they also have not given an official release date to the new open world Zelda game that they're currently working
Zelda
on.
Zelda U.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if they're going to
release them together.
If it's going to be tied together.
Or maybe when Zelda U is released, they'll release like a trailer of the live action and say coming next year or something.
Or yeah, something interesting. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so we had fun talking about all those things, but now it's time for Geeky Trivia.
Who's in charge?
Michael's in charge. And I already know I'm going to lose because my computer's lagging.
I hope you're
prepared. All right. So we're going to the overall theme is Valentine's Day.
Geeky Valentine.
Style. So the first few questions the first 10 questions are going to be all about IT, technology, and technological terms. In with a romantic twist.
Okay.
So, and then we'll talk about famous comic book couples.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Ryan will get that.
So. All right. Sounds like somewhere to take your Valentine, maybe a tropical destination or a swinging nightclub. In communications, it's a wireless access point.
Wi-Fi.
No.
Hotspot.
Yes,
hotspot.
Okay,
yeah.
there you go. Yes, hotspot. Very.
Okay, now I'm...
Okay, I got my head wrapped around what's going on
now.
Yeah,
okay. Got it? Okay.
All right. All right. Now I understand what you're doing.
All right, cool. All right, there we go. Very, 1 point. Okay. Some Valentines might expect this wrapped in a box from Tiffany's. In IT, it's a network topology or circuit arrangement in which each device is attached along the same signal path with two other devices.
Local area network?
No.
Two devices.
That's a bus. That's a... Wait, no, it's a...
Something involving jewelry.
And
diamonds.
Yeah, it's a chain.
A gold chain.
No.
It's a silver chain.
No. Oh, I know. I'm with John. I'm like, oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, it's
diamond bracelet.
No. It's oh gosh.
I give up.
Okay, it's a ring.
A ring.
It's just a ring.
That's old school.
Yeah, this is old school.
Okay.
Some of this is old school.
All right.
So, all right. This red or white drink is usually with cheese, but it can make Windows love Linux.
Wine?
Yes, John, wine.
I knew that. I was going to say that. You said it first.
All right. So, Ada, Countess of Lovelace, is sometimes considered the first programmer. She's the daughter of the renowned romantic poet who... He was British.
Shakespeare.
go younger.
Okay, I'll give you multiple choice here. Percy Shelley, William Blake, Lord Byron, or John Keats?
Keats.
Remember, William Blake. IT terms.
Oh.
I have no idea. I'm just guessing. Okay.
It's Byron.
It's what?
Lord Byron.
Yeah, you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
You're breaking up, man. You're breaking up. Don't have a bad connection.
Yeah, I can't understand you anymore, and you have no video.
Oh, Michael, you're breaking up on us.
Dude.
Michael. No.
You're gone, man.
No, Michael.
We have lost him.
Oh, and it's what's funny is that Barry's the one that keeps talking about having the poor
bad connection.
But
game over, man.
Something happened to Michael, and we lost him.
Somebody, his son's probably downloading a game off the PlayStation.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened last time his internet dropped. It's like, stop downloading games while I'm doing my podcast.
So, one cool thing that I found out recently is that Scribd, app, is and now has tons
comic
of free
books.
Comic books on their app.
And it's more than just...
Tons.
Yeah, it's like 10,000 or so.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a lot, and it's all free. Scribd.
It's an app. It's called Scribd.
It's Scribd.
Yeah. It's like Scribd. Okay. Scribd.
Yeah, Scribd. But it's Scribd. And it's...
Oh, no, it's not free. It's like $9 a month.
No, well, you can get the app for free.
Right.
And it has tons of comics on it still free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And if you want to get, most of them are older comics.
Like good comics?
Yeah, current comics. In fact, I just read Ms. Marvel today, and I read another one from IDW that I have never heard of before, and it was pretty good. I can't remember what it's called. But, yes, and they do have a monthly subscription, you know, just similar to Spotify or Netflix or whatever. And you can get the current issues 1 month late. Okay, so it's technically not the current issue. It's last month's issue.
Hey, 1 month late is okay with me.
Yeah, and it's okay with me, too, because there's somebody...
Can you guys hear me
now?
Hey,
Michael's
back. Yeah, why now was my video not working?
I don't know. Turn your video on.
Well, the button won't even appear anymore.
I had that happen to me, too.
Then either your computer doesn't think your camera's plugged in, or there's...
Right.
Obviously, an error of some kind.
That's what happened to me last time. Remember, I had to plug my camera
into
a different USB port.
Switch USB ports or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We've
got audio.
We have audio.
Yeah.
So let's go for it.
We don't need to see your face.
Because you guys were all
want
perfectly...
To.
You're
still breaking
up. Breaking up.
You're still breaking up, dude.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, really.
Sorry.
And the winner of Geeky Trivia is... All three questions.
I'm like, this is stupid.
There you are.
Oh, we can hear you now.
You're back.
Well, I don't even know why I'm having issues, because I can hear all of you perfectly fine with no issue whatsoever.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Now we can hear you. Well,
we can hear
say
you.
A question.
Okay.
Go for it.
So, gosh, this is so dumb. I'm so upset. All right. So, why can't a woman be more like a man? This cable adapter will turn male to female and vice versa.
Oh, it's just a gender switch.
Right there, John. You're right there.
I know. What is it called? It's called a gender transfer? Gender...
Gender...
Gender changer?
Yes, gender changer.
Gender changer.
There you go.
Okay.
Good. Go, John.
All right. Good job, John. That was rough.
Yeah, that's rough. So this communication between two modems would be an unusually formal greeting between Valentines.
Handshake.
Yes.
Handshake,
Ryan. All right. The frugal geek might type this in an IM session with his Valentine. It's... Oh, gosh darn it. I apologize. I typed that up wrong. Never mind.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
I apologize.
Next question.
Yeah. No. All's fair in love and war. This virus reached an estimate 45 million recipients in 2004 with an insincere declaration of affection in the subject line.
Yeah, it's like heartbreaker or like
lovemaker.
No,
I give up. I don't know.
I love you virus.
I love you. Okay.
All right. So geeks urged to express their feelings might resort to these topographic representations.
Emoticons.
Yes, emoticon, Ryan.
Emoticons.
Wow.
Good job. Yeah. All right, enough of those. All right. So I'm gonna start listing clues, and you can decide who the two people are for the couple.
Right.
Okay.
All right. She wears boots but never wears pants. Sometimes carries a shield. He always wears his underwear on the outside.
Wonder Woman and Superman.
Yes.
Oh, I said it first.
John.
Oh, I
what?
Oh.
I said Wonder Woman, but I said the group. I said the pair.
I did too.
Here, I'll give you both a point.
Yeah, I agree. It was a tie.
All right. Okay.
They're only a couple in the New 52, by the way.
In the New
52.
That's correct.
True.
Which is probably going to change.
Yes.
I'm sure.
All right.
We should probably talk about that sometime.
Yeah.
All right. One is a psychotic liar. The other never existed until she was animated. Yes.
Oh, until she was animated.
Until she was animated.
Until the Batman animated series. That's when she was created.
So, very.
Now she's like one of the most popular female characters ever.
I know, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Hey, Puddin.
All right.
All due to the actress and the animators.
Yep. She is possibly one of the most powerful female characters in all of Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Invisible Woman and Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, dang, Barry. Okay.
Is she, why, would they really consider her the most powerful?
Yeah, she's
I've heard her mentioned that several times.
Yeah, she's considered, yeah.
Yeah, I would disagree with that, but that's okay.
It's a matter of opinion.
While both of these characters do not have superpowers, they have a super relationship. One wears green, the other wears black.
Green Arrow,
Kato,
Black
and Black.
Yes. John.
Kato. Oh.
What?
Green Arrow and Black Canary.
Black Canary is a superpower.
Black Canary has superpowers?
She screams.
Yep, she does.
Well, not in the new
not
TV,
in the TV
not,
show.
Not, well,
again, this is coming from somebody that doesn't read the comics.
I'm going off of the descriptions here.
Turn off comic theory mind. Blink. All right.
What? Hey. I'm just going off of the information I got
off
of this internet.
We love you, Michael.
Shut up.
All right. I'm the boss here. And what I say goes.
All right. All right. Both of these are Norse mythological people.
Thorin Sif.
Yes, Thorin Sif.
Good job.
Are they really a couple?
They are considered a comic book couple.
Aren't they married in the future?
Married? No.
I don't know about that.
Anyway. All right. While both of these characters know Batman very well as Bruce Wayne, they
Barbara Gordon and Dick Grayson.
Yes, very.
Context clues.
This is all new stuff. This is new 52 stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, in the new 52... Wonder Woman might have been jealous of this woman who also liked his
Lois Lane. And Superman.
Lois Lane and Superman. Blah. I can't get these out before you guys start shouting at me.
Michael.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I'm very proud of you for doing comic book trivia.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I spent time doing as much research as I could.
All right. A couple of clicks on Google.
Hey, research is research.
It's awesome. Man.
All right. All right. just for you guys today. So, one is typically drawn with practically nothing on. The other wears leotards that Michael doesn't like.
Spider-Man and Mary Jane.
Yes.
Mary Jane?
Yep. In the new 52, all the artwork I've been finding for her, she is practically wearing nothing in all the drawings. I just thought it was funny. All right.
That works.
Anyway, all right. All right. One flies through the sky with a jetpack. And the other...
A jigger pack. I love my jigger pack. I can help you live with my jigger pack.
Jigger pack. You guys... You're awful. And his girlfriend is just
to be the middle child.
I know, right? I know. I'm not always picked on. So one flies through the air with a jetpack. The other is a pinup diva. Who are they? Who is this happy couple?
The Rocketeer and...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The Rocketeer and someone.
Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it?
You have one half. Who would be considered his girlfriend?
I don't know what the
female is. Marilyn Monroe.
No.
I remember her name. No.
Betty Page.
Betty. Yes, that's right. Because she was pinup. She was done as a pinup. Betty Page was done as a pinup at Rocketeer.
Yep.
It's very popular. And Ricky Riddle's Missy Wardrobe, she cosplays that. That's one of her most
good ones. She does. She does amazing. I mean, she's like right out of the comics. It's cool.
That was obscure.
Yeah.
All right. One loves cats and one loves bats, but once in a while, they're a couple.
Catwoman, Batman.
Yes, Ryan.
Bruce.
What? I totally said tied. That.
Bruce Wayne to Kyle.
It was tied.
Yes, Bruce Wayne to Kyle.
All right. Both can fly and both have wings. Once in a while, they're a couple.
Hawkman and Hawkgirl.
John.
Hot girl.
Oh, see, I said woman, so.
Oh, you did?
I said girl. See?
Barry said girl.
Okay, I'll give it to Barry. Barry was more proper.
Thank you.
All right.
Now name their real names.
Bob and Wilma.
Isis and...
Carter Hall.
And that's right, Carter. Kendra Saunders.
All right. Anyway.
All right.
Caw-caw. So. And beep beep. All beep,
right.
Beep.
Right.
one became a mythical creature that was reborn from its own ashes. The other one shoots laser beams from his eyes.
Scott Summers and Jean Grey.
Yes, very.
Hey, I said their superhero names. What is the answer?
I said their real names.
I take either. I take either.
But Barry said his first.
He did.
Hey, I'm trying here. All right. So let's count up points. Oh. And yeah. It's a tie between Barry and John.
Oh, what, really?
Wow. Because John got some extra points for the techie stuff that was early
yeah,
on.
Yeah, John got all the techie stuff.
I tried to go with kind of a Valentine's theme for super couples and romantic IT stuff.
All right.
Pull it out.
All right. So, thanks, guys.
No, that was fun. So thanks, everybody, for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us and all information on theclosetgeek.net and we're on all the social media and everything. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek. We have the best audio chemistry in the world.
Ryan.
I don't know, is it chemistry when you pick on your brother
John.
All the time?
Ryan.
John.
Michael. Michael.
Barry.
John.
Barry.
Michael. Michael.
John. Barry. John. All right, anyway, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and Stitcher. Join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.
John. Michael.
Barry.